Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Buffalo, New York-based jazz pianist Andrew Nixon. We caught up with him in early 2022 to talk about his newest CD called Incongruence, and we also covered this COVID world and his life in jazz. In Buffalo, he has become something of a local hero. He's a lyrical player that puts together quite a jazz sound. Enjoy his story.
Hey, thanks for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, first and foremost, you know, we're obviously in the middle of another variant and things reverting back to what we don't want to see with COVID. But you have a new album, Incongruence, and I want to know what it means and what it feels like now in light of everything to have new music to be able to put out to people and the possibility that when things get better to actually perform this music live in front of an audience.
That it feels good to have had the opportunity to create this music, for sure. And with the pandemic happening, it did actually open up time, you know, to do something like that, as opposed to, you know, obviously not playing gigs and stuff like that. So it did allow me to focus on really writing a lot of music and creating new music. And so, yeah, and then hopefully people will enjoy that and we'll have a chance to perform it live. And we have had some opportunities to do that and share that with people live, and hopefully we'll be able to do more coming up.
With this project, talk to me a little bit about what your hopes are for the audience, for the downloader, for those that listen to this album. What do you want them to get from this project?
I hope that they hear that it's genuine in the sense it's, you know, it's really us, it's really me, it's really music that I love and that I wrote. I hope that comes through. You know, it's not me pretending to be anyone else, influenced by all the music I've listened to for a long time and I really love that I've tried to put it together, and so that represents me and what I want to do going forward. And as I continue to go forward and develop new stuff, and have a lot of new stuff I'd like to get out there as well, but I hope this is a start, and hopefully it'll make people interested in hearing more of what we have to do.
So with that in mind, with the COVID idea and everything that we've been through with the lockdown and quarantine, and it's provided time for self-reflection, giving you more time to do things, what have you learned about yourself that maybe you didn't realize before that's going to make you stronger as you get out and really start promoting this new album?
I've kind of always felt that I'm probably, you know, I'm better at composing music than playing it. And I also find that maybe more rewarding to really play my own stuff and develop my own compositions versus playing standards, which I love to play standards. Don't get me wrong. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it too. And that's been great. But I think I have more to offer this way, you know, in terms of music that I'm writing versus just playing standards that have been played, you know, for decades and played extremely well, you know, and there's a lot of people that can play that really, really well. So for me, I think I have more to offer in the way I'm writing music.
So you're in Buffalo, New York now, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so where are you originally from?
I am originally from Buffalo, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're from Buffalo, okay. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, we all have that flashpoint with jazz. How did you get the jazz bug? How did this journey begin for you?
You know, a little bit later in life. So earlier on, I would have been listening to a lot of, you know, classic rock and roll and stuff like that, like in high school. You know, I kind of got tired of that. I still love that music too, but like, you know, classic rock radio, you know, they kind of play the same stuff after a while. And you start looking for something new. And then I was living in Rochester, actually going to college at that time. And just started looking for something different and ended up switching on like a jazz station. And that's kind of how it started. I started listening to jazz radio while I was a pizza delivery guy, actually. And just like I was on my way to the deliveries, I started listening to jazz. And then I went to like a local CD store, a used CD store, and was interested in it and like picked up a couple jazz records that they happened to have. I think it was, you know, a Thelonious Monk compilation and Miles Davis Kind of Blue and a John Coltrane record, and I just bought those and started listening to those, and that's really what got me into it from there. And then I kind of just became obsessed with jazz and only jazz for quite a while after that.
That's a real salt of the earth story there. I love that. Pizza delivery guy finds jazz. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was the first concert, you know, being a fan and listening to it and then finally seeing it all orchestrated live? What was the first jazz concert you saw that blew you away?
First concert, you know, it probably would have been at the Rochester Jazz Festival, Rochester, New York Jazz Festival that they have. You know, I went and saw Dave Brubeck's quartet before he died. And I think that was the first big jazz concert I was ever at, in terms of like a big audience. And that was great. And I also started going to like smaller, you know, smaller clubs, seeing people like in Rochester, New York, there's Easton School of Music, if you've heard of that. And so the faculty would have like little groups and they would perform. And I was just those little groups like that that I thought were, you know, I thought were amazing.
You know, did you have any dreams about doing anything different in your life, or was it after you really kind of sunk into jazz and started playing an instrument, was that it that you were going to go for?
I didn't really think a musician. I went to school for exercise physiology. I actually have a bachelor's degree in exercise physiology. So with music, I'm kind of more of a late bloomer. I always played the piano, but not real seriously until I fell in love with jazz, because that's what got me interested in wanting to play that type of music. And I knew that, like, you know, to play that type of stuff, I needed a lot more skill and knowledge. And I went and sought that out at that time. And that's when I really started taking it seriously and decided that that's what I wanted to spend hours a day focusing on.
Over your career, you know, being around, you know, big shots and veterans that have been around for a long time, what have you learned from them that you in turn teach younger musicians that you get to play around?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of people along the way that help, you know, that help you just by engaging with you and being willing to play with you when early on, when you're not at the level that they are at when you're just starting out, but they're willing to get together with you and to talk about music and just to play with you, because it's really just the experience of playing with people that are better than you that is extremely important. And you know, I think really great musicians make you feel like you're better than you are, you know. So that's what I try to do when I play with someone who's less experienced, is put them in a position to feel like, you know, they're playing really well, you know, and not to try to make them feel less than, but to try to, you know, make them feel confident in what they're doing.
So, you know, as a professional musician, what's the best part of this process for you? Just being in this profession, what do you look forward to the most every day?
Well, you always look forward to the chance to play to an appreciative audience anytime you can. And you try to make the best, do the best work that you possibly can, reach someone who will enjoy it and will appreciate it. That seems to be, you know, really the main goal. You know, make stuff that you really love and believe in, and find other people that also do, and that will appreciate it as well.
Speaking of the audience and appreciation, you know, we've been away from live music largely since March of 2020, and hopefully as the year progresses, things get better and more shows pick up. What do you hope we all realize about the power of live music, both as musician and the audience?
Well, I think it's a different experience. I mean, being in a live space where music is going on, you know, it's different than just listening to a recording, you know, and you can't quite replicate it. I mean, you can obviously enjoy recorded music in its own way, but there is something about being, you know, in the actual space where it's occurring in real time that you can't quite replicate, at least not for me. I think a lot of people would probably feel that way. I hope a lot of people would feel that way and still value that experience, you know, the concert type of experience.
Is there anyone out there that's on the music, the jazz circuit right now that you would like to see live? Who would you love to go see live that you haven't seen yet?
In recent months, I've been getting into, you know, kind of maybe the more free jazz type of guys, if you will. Just some different people I've discovered. So there's a guy named Matthew Schiff that I've discovered. He's been around for a long time, but he's fairly new to my ears. That's someone who I would love to see in concert at some point.
Yeah, Matthew's great. So go back to when you were really discovering jazz, and even to now. What is it that you love the most? Why do you love jazz?
Yeah, I've always been drawn to improvisational type music. So even before I was into jazz, like when I was younger, you know, I just loved like blues piano and that type of stuff, and the type of sound you get that's not written down on paper, you know what I mean? Like, it just has a different feel to it. So I've always been very attracted to that. For myself, I feel like I play that way better than like reading music and stuff like that. So the sound that you get, you know, that sort of a free sound that you only get with jazz, it just is a certain, but it's very sophisticated in its way, but it's also, you know, it's bluesy, and it's got something that other styles just don't quite have. So I would say the main thing is probably that attracts me to it is, yeah, the freedom of it, the improvisational aspect of it, that kind of stuff. That really speaks to me.
So everyone has a perception of you, an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. You have a perception of yourself. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, okay, well, that is a good, yeah, that is a good question that would require some thought. in terms of music, you know, that's one thing that I think I do better than anything else, so which is why I spend so much time at it. But I see myself probably more as a composer than as a player, ultimately. So that's kind of where my focus is going forward, you know, on developing that part. And obviously, you have to be able to perform it too, and you have to do both. But I'm most interested in exploring that part of what I have to offer. I think I have a lot more to get out. You know, that's what I'm going to try to do going forward.
Andrew, thank you for taking a minute out for Neon Jazz today. Good luck with the return to the stage, and Happy New Year of 2022. Hopefully, it's a little better than it's been lately.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed that talk with you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Buffalo, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Andrew for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.